Mark Hammer, assistant coach with U18 AAA Sutter Fun Chiefs.
Mark, I just walk us through what kind of experience this was for all of you to travel as far away as you did after, you know, already a very successful season and have a chance to play for a national title.
The travel was definitely different, having to get on a plane and go play somewhere else in a different arena, not really knowing the city or town or what's all there. So that was fun. As far as the tournament, never played in a seven-game tournament before, so that was a different kind of grind we had to figure out as we were going through it. The girls were good, just every day trying to find something to keep them busy and ready for the next game kind of thing, right? So it was good.
Yeah, and again, when you got rolling, was there a point where you felt like, you know, we're really on to something here?
Yeah, I think as like in the tournament, I think when we played Moncton, was that our second or third game? When we beat Moncton, it wasn't like handily, but we controlled them and had a very strong game. And as soon as we kind of did that, I knew we were on the right track, or we could do some damage there. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Excellent. And obviously very stressful last couple of games with overtime being involved. Yep. But from, you know, the coaching staff's perspective, how do you feel that the girls handled the challenge?
I think they did. I think it was through the week. They really kind of showed their character and kind of how they built through the year, right? After Christmas, we started playing better and better, and then as soon as we got into playoffs, they just grabbed another gear and kind of took off from there, and
You know, you bet. And the championship game, you know, what will stand out to you from that one?
I would probably, it's got to be the overtime goal, just watching her go in. It wasn't the cleanest goal or the nicest way you want to walk one off, but it goes in, they all count the same. So yeah, it was crazy. It was an experience, that's for sure.
Yeah, you bet. And to be able to do it with your daughter and then some other local kids on the team as well, just what it's been like coming back home here and seeing friends and family and the reaction to a national championship winning team.
I think as far as it, I don't think like the national part has really sunk in. It probably won't sink in for a while. But just seeing everybody's happy for the girls and the team, seeing how much work they put in and just being rewarded it's been nice. Everybody's been good about it, I guess.
You bet. And then, obviously Cedar will graduate here and there'll be other players that'll graduate as well. But for you and Kendall, what do you hope for next season?
I think same thing. There's quite a few girls returning to the team, so we should have another strong team again next season. Don Morrison's going to be coaching again, so we know the coaching's there. We have lots of returning girls, so they'll have a strong season again next year, and see where it happens next year.
You bet. And for your family, obviously then to have the Mountain View Colts and the Junior B Provincials here in this area and have your son being able to be moving into his second year and playing on that team as well, it's a pretty remarkable string of things that are lining up for you guys, eh?
Yep. Yeah, for sure. I think with the Colts here, I think they're lucky to get like Rob Turville and Billy Way, Scott Murphy. They're pretty lucky to get those guys on board for an experience like this. Rob and those guys have been there before at that league and have done really well. So I'd expect the same thing next season. And they should have a strong team with, again, a lot of returning players and some new kids coming in. It'll be strong. They'll be good.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on the national title, and thanks so much for doing this, Mark.
Thank you.